IQ, you know, you're watching from afar. We sit here in America. We are looking at American press. You're looking at things from afar and sometimes a more accurate or at least a more interesting perspective than ours. But as a result of this attack in New York City, I've noticed this, which I put in the category of potentially positive good things. And I want your comment. One is that President Trump has brought up the consideration that this man should be considered an enemy combatant. That's a new thing to be thrown into the mix. He's also suggested that this guy be imprisoned at Guantanamo Base in Cuba, the same place that Barack Obama once swore to close. That's also a different thing. He's also brought up the need for enhanced vetting. That's not new, but it may come as a result of this. And he's also referred to this as an Islamic terrorist attack. So those are good things. But my question to you, IQ, is this. Do you perceive that this incident may in fact be a catalyst for a greater and more appropriate clampdown on Islamic activity in this country? And perhaps maybe some good can arise out of this event.
I have to disagree with all of this. I'll tell you why. First of all, for as long as you have the leftists in both the East Coast and the West Coast refusing to acknowledge the fact, which is really simple, that Islam and terror are synonymous, you're not going to solve the problem. De Blasio should be removed from office, if not, well, I better not use strong words here. Okay, he should be removed from office. Putting barriers is not good. You said it a few seconds ago. Putting barriers is not the solution. The reason of the failure in capturing this mass murderer is simple. Linda Sarsour, a Muslim Palestinian rabble-rouser, insisted upon de Blasio not to monitor the mosque. And he refused to allow the police to monitor the mosque. Mistake number one. Mistake number two, and mistake 200. You have to monitor the mosques, if not even close the mosques. Listen, I'm not interested here in political correctness. Every mosque teaches every single Muslim to hate the very Americans they live amongst. It's simple. It's not complicated. When Donald Trump is saying he is going to do this, he's going to do that, all these things are trying to symptomatic, these symptoms. You have to go to the core of the cause. This man was arrested or interrogated by the FBI in 2015. Read the figures. That's 2 years ago. And they let him go. They let him go. Vetting is not enough. We don't need vetting. We don't need Muslims. Full stop. Everybody will be happy. You will not need barriers. You will not need the FBI to monitor anybody. Islam is incompatible with Western civilization. Islam is the enemy of Western civilization. In fact, Islam is the enemy of every human being who is not a Muslim.